Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the program that tries to help your dollars make a little more sense. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by SethQ, not a bank better. And we're very pleased to have in our studio Pierre Anyansi. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
All right, Anyansi. And he is the proprietor of Any IT Support. This is a tech company, and he'll be telling us more about it, talking about his journey into the IT world. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, this rough weather is something. Are you have any miracle IT things that we can do?
Not yet, but if I do find one, I'll let you know.
Sure. Right. Well, you know, the weather people rely on computers and radar. So technology, let's just say technology is everywhere. We're in 2023 and it's inescapable.
That's true.
So how did you get into the IT field?
So long story ago, I actually grew up in Jamaica, and when I was in Jamaica, they knew I was like a US citizen. So for some weird reason, they automatically assume I can fix computers. So I just went with it.
So this was a tech stereotype?
I guess so. I did not know there was such a thing, but they definitely just automatically, hey, you're American, so you probably know how to fix this, or you know how to look at this. So this is how I was like barely 10 years old. So I just, you know, start typing on there and messing around. And ever since then, I've just been stuck in there.
Really?
Yeah.
A 10-year-old troubleshooter who got forced into this.
It wasn't forced, because I definitely enjoy the whole idea of, you know, being a tech and typing on the computers and all that stuff. I did like that side of it, so.
It brings to mind this expression, some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. And that was you. So when did you formally begin studying IT?
When I came here, which was in 2009, I went to community college locally in Lake Forest, back down in Chicago.
Home of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, home of the Chicago Bears, yeah, for sure. Just going through their programs and then looking at different IT fields, like, I definitely got a grasp and made a decision that IT will be the way I'm going.
So you liked it, even though you were 10 years old and people were saying,
exactly,
hey, do this. It was something that you did genuinely like.
Now I'm thinking back. When I was in high school, I got a hold of my, it was an IT guy at my school, and he was just showing me the ropes of like how to perform different IT functionings and all that stuff. And he had me like break down a computer and tie me and put it back up. So getting that experience kind of triggered and got me more interested in the field.
I'm curious because computers change every couple, 3 years or every year, depending on what you have. If you have a Mac like me, you got upgrades and all of this. So back when you were 10, what kind of computers were you working on?
So mostly Windows 98 XP type system. The problem with computers, the format or the functionality doesn't really change. It's more for the performance that kind of get changed. So you still have your processor, you still have your hard drive, you still have your memory. Just over time, it gets faster and more improved on technology. So those are the three kind of components that really change in a computer. But everything else really stays the same. Like if I open a computer right now, I can remember my 10-year-old self looking at the different parts. So, yeah.
Processor, hardware, and memory.
Yeah, memory. Those usually are the components that just get improve over time.
Help us understand, before we get into your business, IT support and what you do, help us understand computers, because I was told that as a baby boomer, I have a mental block when it comes to computers. And here's how it was explained to me, and I accept it. When I sit down to a computer, if I can't figure out how to do something, I'm stuck, because I'm from the physics generation.
Okay.
And by that, I mean when I was going to school, we had to explain how water boiled. Why does water boil?
Okay.
Why does something do what it does?
Gotcha.
It wasn't enough to just do it.
Yeah.
You just jump in and start doing it. So when I start clicking around on the computer, my mind is thinking, why does it do this? what makes it work. And that could be a roadblock. Whereas your generation, you don't care why water boils. You just want some tea, right?
That's true. That's true.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. To kind of go back in the past, I always say IT's grandfather is electricians. So think about the 80s. You guys had like a lot of electrician major.
And I was an electrician. I was
perfect.
I went to a vocational school and I studied electricity.
Perfect. So you guys set the boundary for us. You guys gave us the circuit board. You guys gave us the circuit to go from one point to the next. And then once we had the circuit board and electricity, we were able to put components on there. At that point, you guys did put the components on there and then connect it up. And then you guys had like a black screen called a DOS. You remember the DOS?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what this is. But our generation came and gave you a little more interactive operating system, because DOS is an operating system. So we got a little more interactive and say, you know, let's put our own Windows on there. And then the Windows came with a very visual aspect of it. Same concept as the DOS, but you're able to just do things a little more easier. Mm-hmm. That's essentially what it is. But overall, a computer, three major components. You need something like the brain, which we call a processor. And then the processor, in order for it to work, it has something like a workbench. So you give it a file or something. You open a file on your computer. The processor looks at the file, but it puts it down on a workbench. This workbench is your memory, like a random access memory. If you turn off the computer, the workbench clears off, so it doesn't save. So this is just memory that's quick and access information quick, but you can't save anything on it. Now, the device that you save on is called your hard drive. That is where you store your files. So let's go back to the scenario. You click on that file, it looks at your hard drive, pulls it from your hard drives, put it on the memory, and then process it, and then sends it back, either open file or move mouse or anything. So that's the instruction. That's like the baseline of how it works in the box.
That's pretty simplistic.
Yeah, yeah. And that's exactly what it is.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
So the tricky part, it just got me a little techie now. The tricky part about all this is that if you want to improve performance, like how to make it faster, the path from your processor to your hard drive has to be quick. The process of your hard drive reading, getting the file has to also be quick. So your slowness could be your hard drive, the memory, or the processor. So replacing any of those components will improve your speed on the computer.
So when you started out with the computer, you had the Windows, what was it?
I think it was Windows ME, I want to say, or Windows DOS.
So what did you graduate up to? You were 10 years old, and what were you working with when you were 15 and then 20?
Yeah, so I started off with Windows, I think, in 95, and then we got to XP. Then I think when I was in high school, it was Vista. And then after high school, college got me to Windows 7. And then during college, right, Windows 10. And then after college, we were here at Windows 10 and 11. So.
And the biggest difference from what you're working with now than what you were working with at 10 years old is you're saying it's just faster and you can do more stuff.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yep, it's the same concept. Everything you remember is still there, but it's just in a different place.
Now, you teach a class here at the Minority Business Development Center. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we definitely teach A-plus certification to anyone who is interested in IT.
And what is A-plus certification?
A-plus certification is an entry-level IT certification. It's like industry standard. It actually all around the world is recognized. It gives you everything basic for IT, and it even gives you opportunity to see the different areas of IT, so such as programming, network and security, management. So there's so much different areas. I can't think of them right now, but yeah, asset management, just assessment, risk assessment. Just different areas, and A-plus just give you that platform to say, hey, this is everything that we offer on IT, and it gives you the basic level to support it, understand it, and communicate it.
So if you go through this A-plus certification, what kinds of jobs are out there for you?
That's a good question. You can be definitely in the help desk role for sure.
Help desk, like, so computer geeks, like,
yes,
my computer crashed and I don't know what to do.
Exactly. And you call some kind of support. And a lot of big companies take it, like Facebook, Google, Caterpillar, to be exact, take that certification. And that's like a big deal.
So now wait, let's pause here for a second, because we're not just talking about average everyday folks. If I'm at home and something goes wrong with my computer, then I can call someone with A-plus certification. They can come out and fix it. But what I'm hearing you say also is that if a big company like Ameren or somebody, their computer system crashes, or OSF or something, A-plus certification, you are able to go in and troubleshoot and figure that complex network out as well.
Correct. It creates a standard for IT industry. So if there is a way of how we set up and configure computers, A-plus is the best way to kind of go. So then if you're on a new job for IT, there won't be that much training required, because you know the basis that you need to move forward with the job. So the only thing you really need to know is what's the environment like. How many servers does this person have? Does the person have servers? Are they mostly cloud-based? Stuff like that. But they
teach what is you. A server?
A server is a just like a computer, but it got a lot more performance components in it. So servers is used for a specific task in the business. For example, you can use a server like to host a website. You know, that's simple, that's small enough. But what if you want to use a server to store all your recordings for this radio show? That's a more complicated server, require a little bit more memory, a little bit more faster memory, because we're gonna pull recording and get recording back. So that's just the difference between the server. It just depends on the functionality and the use case of how you use the server. But essentially, it's a big computer that has a lot of power that provides a service, a specific service for a company.
And I interrupted you. You were talking about teaching A-plus certification. Is that all you teach?
Yeah. For now, I just teach the A-plus certification. I also do work a full-time job.
You do have a full-time job as well. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So the classes that we offer here, you teach the A-plus certification, which is kind of higher end. And we also teach classes for basic computer knowledge.
Correct.
Like people who try and figure out how to work the mouse, or how to do a spreadsheet, or
correct
stuff like that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So let me back up for a second. A-plus is like it's for people who are a little bit more computer savvy, as in like, hey, you don't know too much about it, but you have a little bit of experience, like maybe you worked on it as a kid or you worked in high school for it, and you kind of have a quick catch on computers. I say go for the A-plus. But if you're not really sure about technology yet, you're just brand new in it, we do have a lower level class. It slipped my mind on what it is called right now, but that class will take you from your entry level self to where A-plus will grab you and get you onto the next level.
And we started out saying that computers are everywhere and technology is everywhere. This is something that all of us, whether we like it or not, are going to be engaged in. Yeah. So why not enhance our knowledge of it?
Yeah. Surprisingly, next 20 years from now, we're going to look at computers different. We're going to look at computers like mandatory in terms of learning how the functionality is. Just the basic knowledge of a functioning computer is vital for our industry today.
When I go to the bank now, sometimes I interface with a person. Sometimes I just put my card in and it reads it and spits out information and it communicates with me. What do I want? Do I want to withdraw? Do I want to deposit? Do I want to check my account or whatever? And I type in numbers and it sends it back to me. That's all computer work, right?
Exactly.
When I want to go to an event and the people say, well, you got to get your tickets. All right, how do I get my tickets? Back in the old days, somebody would give me two tickets and I'd give them some money.
Yeah.
Now they say, okay, well, put your phone over this barcode and it'll prompt you to get your tickets, right?
Yep, that's correct. The interesting thing about that is that those applications, your bank teller, ATM machines, the machines that you get your ticket on, all have the same components we're talking about. It has a processor, has a memory, has a hard drive. It's just used in a different application, but it's exactly the same setup or some form of it.
When I go to the grocery store, and if I don't get checked out by a person, I can do self-checkout, and I scan my items.
Yep.
They have little codes on them, and I scan them, and it goes beep, and I put them in the bag, and it beeps and puts the price up and puts them in the bag.
Yep.
And then I put my card, scan it or insert it, and that's all computer work.
Exactly, exactly.
So somebody designed that, somebody came up with that system, somebody came up with that network. Mm-hmm. And the point is that that's our world now.
Yeah, yeah. Scary it is. We're all binary people now.
We're all binary people. Wow. All right. We want to remind our listeners, this is Dollars and Cents on WPNV. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, Not a Bank Better. And we're talking to an IT guru, Pierre Anianci, and his company is called Any IT Support. All right, let's talk about your company.
Okay.
And what you do and how you started it.
So Any IT Support is an IT service for your home and business. We focus on custom solutions and solutions that can give you value. How I started in ITC support is, it's not too of a long story. I was doing freelancing probably in 2017, just working with different companies and either working at home or business to fix computers or help install servers at business. So I was doing that for a while since 2017. And then over time, I realized the service that my employees at the time were offering, I feel like I could have done a better job, or there was a lot more things that can be done in that particular company or home user. I feel like when we come to IT, we look at the minimum stuff. So just like you mentioned, the computer, you know, I got a computer, it's working, it's on, but you know that you can take that very same computer, add a few more resources and turn it into a server, you know, and then once you got the server, then you know you can actually host your own website and have to pay the person to host that website. So that just that simple concept created value for the customer, because now you don't have a hosting bill. That's big. Now, how do you host it? That's another question. So giving you value to show you how you host it or secure it, that's another value. So thinking about little tricks and trades like that triggered me to come up with a company that provide value to end users in terms of technology and how we use it.
And you mentioned a word, you said custom. And that's important because you are meeting people where they are.
Correct.
This is not a one size fits all. So my issue, my need might be different than somebody else's.
Correct.
You
correct.
Come in, you find out what I need, what I want, and you customize your IT service for me.
Correct. Yes.
And I like the title, Any IT Support, because you're talking the range, whatever. You can do it all. You're that guy. you're that guy to call. You're the geek guy. Right?
Sort of, yeah. If we can't do it, we'll let you know we can't do it. But yeah, pretty much we can definitely support any computers out there. Because like I said, most of them are very similar in terms of how to design. And we can get it up and running.
So sure. You've worked on just about any and everything.
Yeah. I've been in a lot of interesting places, I'd say.
From companies, big companies, yes, to individuals.
Correct. One particular story that I can never forget is when I was working on a project where we're migrating someone's big company network, I won't say their name, over to a... They bought a smaller company, so we were migrating their network over to that smaller company.
Migrating their network. What does that mean? I'm going to slow you down.
Yeah, that's fine. So what migrating is, essentially the process of taking the person's environment. And what we call environment is how you go to connect to the internet, how you get resources, whether your files or whatever. We take that and we connect it to another company's resource, because now you are either a part of that company or your partnership with that company. So you guys need to share some resources. And what we do, we make sure you connect your resources and their resources are connected so you guys can access it freely. In order to do that, we had to change how their computers are, like update their operating system to maybe the latest operating system, update their resources on their computers, like the memory and all that stuff, to make it a little bit faster. So little stuff like that we have to do in order to prepare for this migration. That's essentially what a migration is. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. This is a medical facility, and they make pills. And they had a computer in their clean room. So I had to wear a clean suit in order to fix the computer. So it was like, I was like a little space
space guy.
Like I had full top clean, and I was just like in there fixing the computer and doing the migration there. So that was just a story that sticked out to me.
That's cool.
Yeah, it just takes different ways of fixing computers.
Now, I called you a name earlier. I'm wondering, do you mind being referred to as a geek? Is that an okay term? Or do geeks like being called geek?
I don't know. I never saw myself as a geek, but it's fine. Yeah, I never really had any thought about it. But yeah, that's fine.
All right. Now, if somebody wanted to contact you about your company, how might they access you?
Sure. Different ways. If you guys need to contact me, best way to visit the website, neitsupport.com, or give us
neitsupport.com.
Yeah, that's like the best way. You can reach out. You hit the contact page and then fill out the information you need. Also, you can contact us via phone at 309-340-1364. Any of those, I can text you, I can call you back, or you can visit the website and I get an email. Can I talk a little bit more about the service that we offer?
Sure.
So NEIT support, we try to sprinkle value in everything that we offer. So we got two sides. We got the home side and we got the business side. On the home side, we have something called Break Fix. And what Break Fix is, your computer is broken, you need help now. If you go to home and services, you will see right there, if you hit need help now, there's like a calendar, a pop-up, you click on it, and you schedule an appointment with us. We come out and fix it. The value we're giving, we're fixing the problem that you have right now.
Right.
Now, you may ask, okay, what's the next one? It's called home membership. Home membership, instead of you waiting on your computer to be broken, we proactively monitor it to make sure that if it gets to a state that your hard drive is failing, we let you know. We start working on backing up your data and tell you to replace your hard drive right away. So we miss that whole boat of
it breaking down.
Exactly. So we monitor your system.
You spare that.
Exactly. And the cool thing about this plan is that we give you an antivirus software, like Bitdefender, that monitor any virus or malware on there. So there shouldn't be any virus removal requests because you got that there. And then we update your system to make sure that it stays on a security update and compliance in terms of Windows.
Do you do consultation and let people know if they need a new computer? Yes.
Yeah, we do it for both plans. So if you need a new computer, we'll definitely let you know, or we can evaluate. Or if you're looking for a new computer and you need help, we can definitely help you there as well.
Yeah. All right, so that's the home side.
That's the home side. The business side now, it's a little tricky. It has two sides to it as well. Let's go with IT services. So there's IT services and there's projects. IT services focus on maintenance of your system. So there is monitoring and managing. Monitoring is basically we monitor for alerts for your system. So say you have this whole building here. We're monitoring your network. We're monitoring security cameras. Any compute on your computer, we're monitoring the components that we mentioned, your memory, hard drive, processor, and any other critical system thing. Once there's alert, we pretty much let you know. A traditional monitoring plan would just do that. That's it. Let you know. And then they will say, hey, we can come out there, but you have to pay us. I didn't think that's giving value. So I did it a little bit different.
Okay.
What I do is I give you 100 hours of support time. And within this support time, if any alert comes on or happen, we just subtract it from your support time for the whole year. That's good. The next thing I do is like, okay, you got support time for alerts. But what if you want that more value? We give you 40 hours of project time. So project time is basically, hey, I want to work on some. I want to work on something separate from my monitor. I want to work on something that's outside of what I'm paying you. Mm-hmm. We give you 40 hours up front so that you don't have to pay us up to, once you get up to 40 hours, then we start taking the check. But within the 40 hours, say you need a new email system, or you need updating computers, or you need just network work or something like that. We will, once, as long as it fits in the 40 hours, and if it doesn't, we'll just charge you the difference, basically.
So you're taking a smart approach to being proactive and troubleshooting.
Exactly.
And it's efficient for the customer, for the client that you're serving, because it's not going to cost them an arm and a leg necessarily.
Exactly. But most importantly, give them value. Because I don't want to be a leash. I remember in college, the professor always said, remember that you're an expense to the business. I disagree with that, professor. I believe we can be an investment to the business. Invest in us, and we will make sure your business work or stay online or gets to the next level.
It also sounds like you are sensitive to the client so as to not take advantage of them.
Correct. Yes.
Because a lot of times you'll have people that have expertise in a certain area.
Yes.
Knowing that the client doesn't know anything about this area, mm-hmm. it would be really easy to, I don't say, bilk them or
yeah.
cheat them or yeah, or, I mean, or take advantage of their ignorance.
Exactly. I've been to a mechanic, and I've seen it done to me a lot of times.
Right. Yeah, with your car, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to be that guy.
Exactly. I thought it was frustrating. It would be nice to just be genuine and just, hey, here's my help, and here's the true value of what we can offer.
Genuine quality service. Don't mind if you call him a geek, sharp, smart for home or business, done it all, been working on computers since he was 10 years old. Pierre, I've been asking you a lot of questions. Anything that you wanted to impart that we didn't talk about?
Well, just to know that, like, any IT support is here for you guys in Peoria. I definitely want to make an impact in my community and make a difference. So definitely give us a try. Also, we're at the point where we're probably the last person to increase our price. I was thinking to take this opportunity to say I'm planning on increasing the price January 15, but from now until January 15, you guys can get the same price as on the website. Just a deal to get you guys in. I will lock you guys into that price until the end of next year, so that's all I want to say.
Cool. Pierre Eniansi.
Yes.
NEITsupport.com if you want more information about your computer, if it's broken, if you got some problems, if you need a new one, whatever. And this is for your home or your business. And let your folks know about this as well. Thanks for being on Dollars and Cents.
Thank you for having me.
Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. Dollars and Cents airs at 9 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 6:30 p.m. Sunday. I've been your host, Gary Moore. Thanks for listening.